Okay. TH, I'm just now watching Top Secret UFO Projects Declassified on Netflix, and there's one man here who says something interesting.
It's a pretty high level people. And
he's an James Fox UFO investigator and a filmmaker.
I can't say that I have interviewed and researched.
And he has been looking into extensively, as he says, presidential efforts, government efforts to access some of this material about UFOs, UFO encounters.
Presidential efforts, government efforts to access some of this material. So pretty high level people.
You know, pretty high level people, as he says.
And they were unable to
get access to it. In other words, there is certain information, data, available, existing in the USA that even the president is not allowed to look at. Now, who controls that data? Who do you think?
Get access to it, so it leaves me...
Well, he says it leads me to believe that it has gone beyond out of the hands of elected officials and into the private sector. I thought military, but military is elected officials. Now, private sector, what's that? Companies, corporations, how could they somehow be in control of UFO information which is, well, you know, pretty important information for humans on Earth? Are there aliens? Do these strange spaceships that you see on photos all over the place, and you even hear government officials and military leaders to admit that they exist? Well, do they exist? Well, you're not allowed to know that because the secret is in the hands of some corporations. Isn't that an interesting thing, if it is so? Now, if it is so with these things, it might be so with other things, some other things too, right? It must, would be naive to think that's not possible. Now, you got people over there in the US who are protesting against what they call the deep state. Now, what is the deep state? Is it in the hands of elected officials or in the hands of the private sector? In other words, May it even be possible that the United States of America where the market has been ruling since basically forever. The free, unregulated market. That same market is now literally ruling the country.